A few weeks ago, the League of Conservation Voters put Ron Johnson on its Dirty Dozen list, even though Johnson has not held elected office. League Vice President Tony Massaro says the Oshkosh businessman has said controversial things on the campaign trail.
Him being a significant global warming denier, the whole, you know, this is caused by sunspots, not by human activity kind of approach to the denial of the actual science of global warming, that alone merited him a slot on the Dirty Dozen.
Massaro says Russ Feingold doesn't sit on the Senate Environment Committee, but says the nearly 18-year incumbent has a 95% pro-environment rating on the LCV's latest scorecard.
All the ones who have a better score than him have been in office 4 years or less, so it would be a significant loss.
Massaro says his group may provide some independent help for Feingold over the next 2 weeks, though Massaro won't say to what extent. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce has been spending money to run anti-Feingold ads. Washington, D.C. business lobbyist Frank Maizano represents some energy firms. Maizano says some of his clients would be glad to see Feingold lose the election.
Certainly some people would cheer him being gone, I think, in the business community who over the years have fought with him over campaign finance related issues.
But Maizano adds that Feingold has been a hard-working senator, the type of compliment lobbyists often pay when they're not sure if an incumbent will lose. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.